Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver, and swap some spine-chilling stories. Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts are our drinks.
What up, Phantom Flock? How we doing, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Spirits on Spirits. We are so excited to be, just taking you guys along on another journey. This week we are headed to none other than the Bean City. I don't think they actually call it that, do they?
No, because Boston's Bean Town.
Boston's Bean Town. But you know what? We're taking you to the city with a giant statue of a bean. Chicago. The Bears.
As Frank Sinatra would say.
Yeah.
My kind of town.
There you go. We are hitting Chicago. It was funny because we were going through the list of like haunted places that were high on the list and stuff like that. And then we kind of like just talked about it. We were like, dude, completely missed Chicago. So we are super excited to be doing it some justice, some big justice in terms of their spooky stuff. So, Aiden, how are we doing this week?
I'm stoked. I've been to Chicago. I love Chicago. It's a lot of fun. Feels like you're in a like real oceanside town, even though you're not.
That's crazy.
Have you been?
No.
Oh. No,
probably no desire. I don't know. Maybe this podcast will change my mind.
Not even to go to like the, what is it, Wrigley Field?
Wrigley Field would be cool. All right. You already, podcast already changed my mind. No, Hannah's been a lot. My girlfriend's been a lot. So, and she really likes it, but I have yet to go. But that brings us into the boozing part of the pod. Aiden, what are we drinking that's from Chicago?
So, one of, if not my absolute favorite cocktail, the Old Fashioned. Apparently, wasn't invented there, but was made famous there.
Mm.
So,
what's in an Old Fashioned, for those of us that don't know?
So, it's going to be bourbon, simple syrup, or sugar. Some bitters, and then a whiskey cube, and then a cherry and orange peel garnish.
Well, that sounds mighty dandy.
Methinks twill be.
There you go. All right, well, should we say cheers for the peeps and send it down to Chicago town?
Little cheers-a-rooney.
Let's do it.
Oh, that was solid.
That was a good clink. I'd be curious to know, like, if we went back and looked through everything, like, the quality of the clink and the correlation between how dope the episode is and not. Like, I feel like a good clink kind of sets
the tone, for
sure. Sets the tone. Dude, I listened back to last week's episode.
Oh, did you?
And there was a moment. Now, I don't even think you caught in the moment, but you, like, snorted or, like, coughed or something like that. I was like, oh, well, aren't you a little, like, snort a lot of puss? And I didn't remember saying that at all, but that might have been my favorite part of the episode.
I did not. I didn't hear that in the moment.
Oh, man. So that was a good one. But dude, Chicago, known for their football teams, their hot dog. What is a Chicago dog? Isn't there like something fucking weird on it, like banana peppers?
Oh, I don't know. I was gonna say like maybe like chili or something. No. That's New York, right? New York is the chili dog?
No. New York is definitely not a chili dog.
Where does the chili dog come from?
I don't know. Oh, dude, have you heard of Skyline Chili?
No.
Skyline Chili. Not
Skyline Shitty.
Hold on. Skyline Chili is a Cincinnati delicacy. And hold on, I need to look it up for you. So, what do you think Skyline Chili is?
I would imagine it's probably a skyscraper that sells chili.
No. Like, give me like, so it's a meal, okay?
Skyline Chili. Is it like a really spicy chili, like has the color of a sunset or something?
Spicy
Orange,
chili.
yellow,
Okay.
pink, red kind of thing.
No, it's so much worse than that. It's chili with like spaghetti mixed into it.
Ew,
Yeah,
what?
yeah. So, no, Cincinnati is not known for the chili dog, but they are known for that complete abomination of
I
a
mean, I guess maybe it's
meal.
okay because, like, meat sauce kind of thing.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds so gross. Who came up with the chili dog, though? Maybe that was Chicago. Hold on. I have two questions. What is a Chicago dog? I also didn't know until this episode, I don't know how to spell Chicago.
What do you mean?
Every time I'd like try to type into Google, nothing would come up, and then I'd be like, I think I'm spelling this wrong. And then I realized it's just Chick-a-go, and then you're good.
How are you spelling it? Like
I don't know. There was a
Sheekagoo?
couple different renditions. So poppy seed bun already lost me there.
This is Chicago.
Chicago dog. So poppy seed bun, yellow mustard, sweet relish, chopped white onions, tomato slices, a dill pickle sphere, and peppers and celery salt.
You had me up until the pickle sphere. I hate pickle spheres.
You hate pickles?
I like pickles. I hate pickle spheres.
Wait, what?
Like I like the like little spears that come like in the brine, not the like discs.
Oh, wait, a pickle sphere is not a disc.
What is a pickle sphere?
Pickle sphere is like you know when you get a sandwich and they give you like a pickle on the side?
That's a pickle sphere?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want that on my hot dog. What?
Oh, I actually like pickle spheres. How did you not know what a pickle sphere is? Haven't you been to the grocery store
Because
and
I'm not a
like
huge pickle guy.
you just said you like
I
pickles.
like pickles.
Oh,
I'm not like seeking them out.
I love pickles.
I like the little ones. I don't like the big
I
ones.
don't love those. Like,
I don't like big pickles.
you like little
I
pickles?
like little pickles.
I like little pickles, and I
I'm a
cannot
little pickle
lie.
guy.
Oh man. No, but yeah, I definitely I don't know. I'd try if we ever went to Chicago, I'd try a Chicago dog.
But deep dish pizza?
Fuck no. That sounds so gross.
It's, yeah, I'd rather have thin crust.
Yeah.
And apparently the old fashioned, which fucking love,
There
so.
you go. I mean,
They won me back
it
with the
sounds like
old
they have
fashioned.
a decent amount of stuff. I didn't think this episode was going to turn into hating on Chicago. And I don't think it has. No, it has a little
Little
bit.
bit.
A little
Little
bit.
bit.
Let me say this. I've never been, so let me go before I shit on it too hard. But I don't know. Just there's not. I don't know. I don't know. So, all right. We've kept the people waiting long enough. We've been yapping fucking nonsense for too long. Can we get into our stories?
Yeah, so mine, just as a little disclaimer,
Oh, jeez.
I will disclaim. It's a little sad.
Oh no.
It's a bit of a bummer.
Sad ghost story.
So,
How, what kind of sad? Give us like a
like tragedy
dead
sad.
kid sad.
We'll get there.
Oh
We'll get there.
no. Darn it. All right.
So, it is July 24th, 1915. So it's about 3 years after the Titanic sank.
Oh, jeez.
The paddle wheel steamer SS Eastland was one of several excursion vessels that were chartered by Western Electric. It was prepared to depart from the south bank of the Chicago River between Clark and LaSalle Streets.
Oh, cool.
On this day, it is going to be carrying thousands of factory workers, families, and friends bound for a company picnic in Michigan City, Indiana.
Whoa.
The ship was
That's a
packed.
lot of fucking people on a boat.
It was packed nearly to its official capacity, 2,500 passengers,
Whoa.
many of whom were immigrants from Central and Eastern Europe. Boarding began at about 7:10 in the morning, and as a kind of as a preface,
Yeah.
the ship was already overloaded and top-heavy from recent modifications, such as the concrete flooring for weight, and then they also had added a bunch of more lifeboats because in the aftermath of the Titanic, people like they protested and they were like, "We need more lifeboats
Sure.
on
Which
these ships."
valid.
Yeah, but it would end up like these ships aren't built for the kind of weight that you're
That they
adding
just
on.
added all to the top.
Yeah. So needless to say, as the boarding process is happening,
Yeah.
the ship is beginning to list, which means that it's starting to lean to one side.
Ooh, that's not ideal.
Despite early attempts to correct the tilt by adjusting the ballast, which is like the weight in the bottom of the ship that's supposed to keep it kind of centered,
Yeah.
the list would end up getting worse as the morning was
Oh, jeez.
drumming along. At exactly 7:28 in the morning, with passengers still boarding and the crew scrambling, the Eastland lurched sharply portside and capsized slowly right at the dock.
That's not good.
No.
Who did anyone? No one fucking noticed?
Everyone noticed, but
No.
the all of the passengers were like joking about it because they, I mean, you never get on a ship and you're like, oh, that doesn't feel normal. Like you think, oh, like standard. So it's a boat. It
I don't
rocks back
know.
and forth and
Anytime I've been on a boat where someone has to point at people and say, "You sit this side, you sit this side," I've gotten a little nervous.
so it's funny that you say that because they actually did that. Like
Yeah.
they, as it was leaning to one side, they actually told the passengers to go to the other side.
Like, all right, anyone who's had Skyline chili in the past couple of days, we're gonna have you go stand on the other side.
But like the most fucked up part about it is that this ship was like known to be what they called quote unquote cranky, which means that it's like unstable.
What is that? Like, bro, like, wild. Oh, yeah, this boat is unsafe, so let's just give it like a human persona for
Yeah.
being cranky and
Yeah.
then we'll just ride with it. Oh my
So
gosh.
the like when it was starting to list, the captain was like, it's just the Eastland. That's just how it goes.
It's just cranky.
Yeah, it's just a little
Meanwhile, he's
cranky.
just completely sideways. He's like, "Yeah, guys, it's just a boat. It's not a big deal."
So, after it capsized, hundreds were trapped inside and they were drowning
Oh.
amid the crashing furniture. Those on deck and in the water were rescued by nearby tugs like the Kenosha, with heroic efforts by crew and civilians.
That's cool.
So, in my research, there for me, there was one guy in particular who like really stood out amongst the heroes of the day.
Yeah.
So it was a 17-year-old kid by the name of Charles Bowles. He was a volunteer.
Charles what?
Charles Bowles.
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 Charles Bowles. Nice.
He was a volunteer rescue diver who continuously went into the water throughout the day of the disaster, and he ultimately pulled 40 bodies from the wreck. He
Whoa.
only stopped when the cops put him in their car and drove him away from the scene, like
Whoa.
basically like forcing him to leave. And then the
Jeez.
next day he was like back at it. As soon as it was light enough for
Oh
him to
my
go back
gosh,
out,
dude.
he was back out there.
That's crazy.
He got the nickname the Human Frog after the incident
Why?
because he was like swimming all day.
Oh. Huh. That's crazy. Good for her. That is he seems cool.
He was cool.
They were all dead, right? Like, he didn't save anyone.
A lot of them were dead.
A lot of them were dead.
I don't know if it was all dead bodies or if there were some live people in there.
Got you. Yeah, that's a kind of a fucked way to go, dude.
Yeah.
Just trapped inside.
At the dock. It's like the...
Yeah, you're like right
how
there.
How ironic is that? Like,
yes.
You're like at safety. Yep.
Well, and the other crazy ironic thing is they half the problem was they added more lifeboats.
Yeah.
Like, the thing that was added to save you is ultimately what killed you.
Yeah.
So what are we talking for DT?
So it's funny that you say that because that was the next thing.
Oh.
By the end of the day, 844 people had died.
Whoa.
Making it the deadliest peacetime maritime disaster in U.S. inland waters. So obviously, like, the Titanic had more deaths, but it was, like, way out there in the ocean.
That's crazy.
So this is, like, specific to, like, within the vicinity of the U.S.
Jeez.
It was the deadliest peacetime maritime disaster. So according to the EastlandDisaster.org website, here are some of the important numbers.
That's a website?
Yeah, it's like a like there's like a foundation or something around it now.
So it's not in like it's like EastlandDisaster.org.
No, it's like they're trying to preserve the memory of the people.
Huh.
And the disaster.
That'd be like SalemWitchTrials.com or something like
Dude, it exists.
That definitely does not exist.
SalemWitchTrials.com.
No.
You don't think that that exists?
I don't think that exists.
That 1,000% exists.
No, doesn't exist. There's no way. Or the Boston, like, molasses massacre.net.
I'll bet you $5 SalemWitchTrials.com exists.
I don't think it exists.
$5?
$5.
All right. At the break, we'll...
Okay.
We'll look.
Let's do it.
So, of the dead, and this is the sad part, of the dead, 228 of them were teenagers.
No.
58 were infants and young children.
Jeez.
70% were under 25 years old.
Why was there so many kids?
Because there was a lot of families. So basically it was like the employees of the electrical company.
Yeah, Western Electric.
Western Electric were going on this like picnic, basically.
Gotcha.
And they brought along their families and friends and, you know, nieces and nephews and all that. And so a lot of them were, like, younger people.
Jeez.
The average age of those who died was 23 years old.
Whoa. Jeepers, creepers.
Tough.
That's young. That's real young.
So now onto the aftermath. So the city reacted swiftly but grimly. The Reed, Murdoch, and Co. Building, which was directly next to the ship when it capsized, served as a makeshift morgue.
Oh.
With hundreds of victims laying in rows.
Oh, Jesus.
The bodies were later moved to the 2nd Regiment Armory, which, side note, was later transformed into Harpo Studios, the former location of Oprah's show.
No friggin' way.
Super random.
Dude, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Oprah, have you?
I'm sure as a kid I did. I think my mom was a big Ellen lady.
Oh. I did enjoy Ellen.
Yeah, dude, the dance parties.
Oh, yeah, just...
Oprah sucks, had some... Sucks that shit came out about her.
What did I...
Hostile work environment.
I stand with Ellen.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I stand
we can't
with
be
Ellen.
Getting political on this
Bro,
show.
Bro, I stand with Ellen, dude. Dory did nothing wrong.
You're right. Dory did nothing wrong.
Dory did nothing wrong, bro.
But apparently Ellen was a bitch to people.
Yeah, she's allowed to be a bitch to people.
Why?
Because, bro, sometimes in life you just got to keep swimming, man.
Dude, I was going to make a really, really bad joke.
What?
Because we're talking about a fucking maritime
disaster. Yeah, yeah. Well, they couldn't swim because they were trapped inside. Dude. Oh, man. Could you imagine, like, just you're in the middle of the disaster and then an animated Dory pops up next to you and it's just like, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And you're like, God.
Shut
Like,
the story, shut up. Shut your fucking mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Don't you
hilarious.
Think I would if I could?
Yeah. Oh man.
So at the 2nd Regiment Armory, a crowd of both the families of the victims and random onlookers started to grow. Yep. So the newspapers at the time called these people morbidly curious because they were like trying to get a glimpse of the bodies.
Gotcha.
Pretty fucked.
Yeah, a little bit. I wouldn't want to see any bodies.
No.
What if someone was like, hey, there's 800. What are you doing today? Well, I don't know. I might go to the Cubs game. Might eat some stupid fucking hot dogs and some pizza with a pound of sauce on it and barely any cheese. And you're like, oh, yeah. I was going to go see 800 dead bodies. Oh, cool. Let's do that instead.
Wait, why don't we just stop at a hot dog stand on the way? We can munch on those over there.
Oh, man.
Sadly, some of the bodies would end up being misidentified. Some of them would be like, it would be caught by the families.
Gotcha.
But I imagine 850 bodies, like, some of those are probably going in the ground as someone else. In 1915, too.
Well, you are the super fucked thing. Is some of those families, my guess is the entire family died.
Yeah.
So then there was no one to identify.
Yeah, that was a big problem.
Yeah. That sounds sad as fuck.
Western Electric responded with $100,000 in relief funds to support the survivors and families. Recovering the vessel was a massive undertaking, but by August, the Eastland was salvaged, reconfigured, renamed USS Wilmette, and pressed into service for the Navy before eventually being decommissioned post-World War II.
So they used it again?
Yep.
After it killed 800 people?
Can you imagine being like a sailor in the Navy and you're like, oh, dude, nice. I got this like post on this new ship that was just built. And then they're like, dude, like it was technically just built, but like it's actually the skeleton of this ship that killed 850 people.
Yeah, dude.
I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go sit in jail. I'm not doing this Navy thing.
No, that would be so tough, dude.
Commemorations included a memorial marker installed in 1989 at the disaster site, and a centennial monument unveiled in 2015 at Bohemian National Cemetery.
Whoa, cool.
So now.
Yeah, let's get into the spooks.
Let's get into
the spooky
the ghosties. So the terrifying nature of the Eastland disaster has seeped into Chicago folklore.
Chicago.
Dog bears.
Dog ghosts.
Which has earned the site a reputation for paranormal activity. Local guides recount spine-tingling stories. So onlookers will hear moans, crying and drowned cries echoing from the river at night, but obviously, like, there's no one in there.
Of all, if we had to do a ranking of all the ghost sounds possible, a ghost drowning is probably the most terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, maybe not the scariest, but definitely the most disturbing.
Yeah, like the most like spine tingling.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't want to hear that.
The most goose pimple in
goose pimples. Visitors claim to glimpse hands reaching upward or faces floating under the water's surface near the Clark Street Bridge.
Ooh. Ew.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's freaky as fuck. Just faces floating in the water.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
I don't like it.
No, that would freak me the fuck out, dude. But I mean, it makes sense. So many people died, so there's so much just energy trapped there underneath the water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that water be haunted as fuck.
Patrons inside Riverside restaurants will see water surging inexplicably as if it's mimicking the ship's rollover.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it just like swirls.
Does water actually do that?
That's what people see.
That's crazy.
And then in the former 2nd Regiment Armory, which was the place that a lot of the bodies were taken,
Yeah.
people would hear doors slamming, see lights flicker, and then hear phantom footsteps and sobbing sounds in empty corridors.
Sure. That makes sense.
So this next one, we've heard of the Lady in Black.
Yeah.
We've heard of the Lady in White.
Whoa.
Introducing the Gray Lady.
The lady in gray?
She's an apparition in period dress, sometimes captured on security cameras. Gray Lady. She's the
Gray.
in-between. She's like
Kind of black, kind of white.
the happy medium.
Yeah. The Michael Jackson of ghost ladies.
Hee hee. Shimon.
Oh man. Yeah, that's kind of wild.
And then there's a captured EVP
Oh
containing
yeah, because those
Chick.
are super accurate, reliable, and something
Yeah,
I
I don't
believe
trust.
in.
I mean, dude, like, also when you're talking about, like, a river,
Yeah.
most of this stuff could be probably explained away, but obviously, like, the tragedy of it
Sure.
lends credence to the stories. But this audio containing Czech phrases, which is believed to be from Czech speaking victims or rescuers, because remember, most of the people
Yeah.
on in the tragedy were immigrants, like from Central and Eastern Europe.
All right, I will say that's kind of weird though.
Yeah, that is a little
If
weird.
you're in the middle of Chicago and every single thing getting picked up on the EVP is a Czechoslovakian phrase, that's crazy.
And then lastly, people report orbs of light rising from the river and ambient phantom music and childlike voices around the old morgue sites.
Ooh, don't like that. Ghost music and ghost babies?
And f
No.
and faces coming up from the water
No,
and
thank you.
hearing screams from the water
Yeah.
and the
Pass.
gray lady.
Just like deep dish pizza. Pass.
Just like the Chicago dog.
Yeah.
Pickle sphere.
Oh,
No thanks.
man. So, what do you think? Haunted or nah?
Haunted.
Haunted.
At the very least, residual energy.
Yeah. 800 people can't die in one place and it not be haunted.
Like violently.
Yes, on the same day. Surrounded by their families. Yeah. Haunted as
Yeah,
fuck.
so another number that I forgot to mention, but I did read is 22 whole families were wiped out.
Whoa.
Like, it took out everybody from 22 different families.
Jeez. That's a lot of
A
families,
lot of
a lot
fucking
of
families.
people. That's crazy.
Like, no one left. It's
Dude.
wild.
Yeah, that gives me some heebie-jeebies.
Yep, the heebie-jeebers.
Wicked heebie-jeebers.
So, yeah, that's the happy, super fun and enjoyable
Oh, jeez.
Eastland disaster site.
Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
Dark and depressing.
Crazy. Definitely haunted.
All right, well, I will kill this beverage and
Yeah,
then
you got a big chugger.
come back for parte
Yeah,
dos.
hit that chug jug.
Oh, dude. It's so hard to chug.
Werbach.
Fuck, baby.
Werbach, bitches. Back again, bitch.
Nice.
Oh man. So, all right. Let's hurt up. Not hurt up. Let's hit up Chi-Town. One more time.
Cool.
One more time. It's time to
Din
celebrate.
din
One more time.
din din din. That's a good song.
Oh man. All right. Well, you know me. What do I love?
I don't know. What? Give me a.
Wait, first off, Let's rewind. We're back. We did look up SalemWitchTrials.com.
Oh yeah, it exists. A hundred
Does
percent.
definitely exist. So,
Yep.
my bad.
Easiest $5 of my life.
My bad on that one. I was like, bro, who the fuck? Was it about the witch trials?
Yeah.
Oh,
What
okay. All
else
right.
would it be about?
I don't know. Sometimes you go to the websites and it's like Amazon.com for like anal beads or something like that.
Nope, not anal beads.
No. No. All right.
It was witch trial stuff,
It was witch
yeah.
trials.
As advertised.
All right. So now we're back fully. I owe $5. Sorry, I yawned. So I posed you the question, what do I love? You gotta answer.
Sports.
No, I mean like for the podcast, like what do I
Oh, you love
like
outdoor venues.
I love outdoor venues, specifically
Cemeteries.
cemeteries. We're
Yeah.
hitting another cemetery today.
Nice.
We're hitting the Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. So, Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, kind of like a. I had to do a little digging for this one. I had to do a little digging, no pun intended, because it's a
Ah, that was a
cemetery.
good one. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Didn't even catch it.
Oh, I'm funny.
It was so funny that I didn't even realize it was a joke.
I know. It's like I have a podcast or something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, it is a pretty small, pretty old cemetery. It was established formally in 1840, but some of the burials date back to even before that. So, they officially were like, all right, this is Bachelor Grove Cemetery in 1840, but they were already burying people there before that. So, yep.
So before 1840, they were like, all right, we're going to just sneakily put our dead people there.
Yes.
And then in 1840, they were like, okay, guys, we're coming clean.
Yeah.
This is where we bring our dead people.
Oh man. I think the hilarious lore behind the like name and the origin of the name is that it was founded by a bunch of like unmarried men, like bachelors,
What?
just some broskies.
Just some bros who wanted to bury some cadavers?
Oh man, I couldn't find anything else other than like, yeah, like probably a bunch of unmarried dudes made this. You're like, what? Who, like, first off, why is there just a pack of unmarried dudes walking around?
Dude, they were hitting the town by day, burying dead people by night.
I guess, bro. You ever get so
Pulling the
drunk with,
ladies and then
well, not pulling the ladies.
burying them, I
They
guess.
were
I don't
bashed. I don't
know.
think they were doing that. Have you seen that Instagram video that came out recently with the guy that's like fucking I can't stand him. I actually don't think he's funny at all. His name's like Kyle something, and he has this like song with a bunch of guys where it's like, we're down at Myrtle Beach. No, Myrtle Beach. No. All
No,
right,
what?
well, it reminded me of that when I saw it. It was just a bunch of broskies just eating some sizzling fajitas and burying some dead bodies and cheap margaritas in their Tommy Bahama shirts.
Dude, that's my kind of group.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I thought that was hilarious when I saw that. And to be honest, half the reason why I picked it.
Have you seen that SNL skit, What's Her Name?
No.
You
Oh,
have?
maybe.
With Bill Hader.
Yeah.
And he's like, I hang out with a group of unruly bachelors. We call each other the squad.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm picturing here.
Oh, man.
The squad just rolling up in the
Yep.
hearse.
He's like, this is my wife of 10 years. What's her name? He's like, oh,
Yeah.
fuck. So, let's move on. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious. Just the broskies settled somewhere and then got a cem somehow made a cemetery or something like that.
How
I
do
don't know.
you make a cemetery? Like, is it like they're public, right?
Yeah, they're owned by the town and stuff like that.
But there's no private. I guess churches.
There might be private cemeteries. I'm sure there's private cemeteries. And you buy a plot, like,
Yeah, okay.
there.
Yeah, I guess that's how you make money on a cemetery.
Yeah. All right. So it's also very small. Okay. So it's like about an acre, which is obviously not small, small, but also not big for like a cemetery.
Yeah, can't fit many dudes.
No, can't fit too many of the broskies after their nice sizzling margaritas or fajitas. Oh man. And it's tucked into the Rubio Woods Forest Preserve. Okay. It's actually abandoned. It fell into disuse in the mid 20th century. So we're talking mid 1900s that it stopped being used. And I think part of it was just, it wasn't a big cemetery. There wasn't a ton of space for more broskies and stuff like that. So,
Can't fit all the bros.
no, can't fit all the bros. So the bros went to a bigger cemetery. And the other kind of thing that came up, and I think definitely has some correlation, is in the 19 like 60s to the 1980s, there was a lot of accounts of like extreme vandalism. So like the gravestones were being smashed, stolen, tossed into the nearby pond, and some of the graves were even like dug up and disturbed.
Damn hoodlums.
Yep.
Who does that?
I don't know. Kid, like shithead fucking kids, dude.
Yeah, but like, why?
But I
Never in my life. And I mean, we've all been through our shithead phase,
Yeah.
but never in my life did I look in a cemetery and I was like, damn, I really want to go fuck with some dead people.
No. Yeah. I think my biggest shithead moment was I had a full bag. I just ate Wendy's and I had a full bag of trash and I was crossing the street and I just hucked it in the middle of the street and just kept walking.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked,
That's a
but
shithead move,
yeah, it's
but
a
that
shithead
was my
move.
biggest shit. I didn't go, oh, Jimothith. No, that's not a real name. Jimothith is not a real name. James McGrankith.
McCormithith.
Oh yeah, 1939. I don't know about that. Kick and just like kick over some gravestones.
Huck it into the river.
Yeah, what? I
So weird.
so weird, bro.
Yeah. You know what? Hot take. If you desecrated graves ever in your life, you're weird.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of fuck you?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Absolutely, bro. Have you seen the video on TikTok where that kid goes to Lyndon B. Johnson's
Oh,
grave
and he dances on
and
it?
he
And he, like,
just,
sings, like, random, like, Gen Z songs?
yeah, he's
Yeah.
like performing WAP for
I
Lyndon
love
B.
that, dude.
Johnson.
See, that's the kind of
Yes.
grave disturbance that we
Yeah.
need more
Yeah.
of. Go to disgraced presidents'
Oh,
graves.
man. Was he disgraced?
Yeah, he wasn't. I don't think he was loved.
Really?
Yeah.
He was the one that
He was
went
weird. Like, he used to, like, have meetings while he was on the toilet, and,
and
like, he would force his staffers to, like, come into the bathroom as he took a shit.
bro, that's awful.
He was a weird dude.
Yeah, he was the one that Kennedy replaced Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, he was, I guess, inaugurated
Gotcha.
on the plane.
Gotcha. Because he was a VP. So, all right, and just overall, the overgrown, isolated surroundings with cracked headstones, missing markers, trees encroaching on old plots contribute to a chilling atmosphere. So, vibes are spook level 1000, dude.
Yeah, I mean, any small, creepy, abandoned cemetery that has had grave desecrations, like, that makes it creepier to me,
Yeah.
is like the cracked and like half broken gravestones.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Dude, just
fuck
being
that.
in any cemetery at night is spooky.
Weird question.
What?
What do you want to happen to you after you're gone?
Oh, incinerate the fuck out of me, dude. I don't want to be.
See, I
Nope.
wanted that for a while, but then I was put on to tree burials.
Oh, where they.
They like put you in a burlap sack under a tree
Do
and they
they
plant it.
cremate you?
No. That's the point, is like your body is the nutrients for the tree.
Yeah, I don't know. Cremate the fuck out of me, dude. I
And
don't want to be like, 'cause that's my thought. Like, I had a thought one time where I was like, what if like when you die for those like before you like disintegrate, like you still have a somewhat a level of consciousness and you're just like stuck in the ground. And I got really claustrophobic thinking about it. And I was like, fucking burn me up, dude. I don't want to deal with any of
yeah,
that
that's
shit.
like scientifically not a thing, but
Dude, we know nothing about the brain after you die.
we know that it's like activity stops.
Not really. We know it. First off, we know it releases like DMT as it dies
Yeah.
and stuff like that.
But the key there is as it dies.
Yeah, but then what
And then it
happens at?
dies.
I don't know, dude. I'm not dealing with any of that shit,
I mean,
bro.
I'm no scientist, but I feel pretty confident that nothing's going on in there after you die.
I'm not dealing with any of that
So where
shit.
do you want to be spread,
I
if at
don't know.
all?
I don't know.
Ocean?
I do. I want potentially.
See, that's not creepier to you.
No.
That's creepy to me.
I don't know. I mean, that was a big part of my life. I want like to be one with the
Yeah, but
ocean.
like being like potentially swallowed by like a shark.
That actually sounds dope, dude.
Like
You're making me more
Yes, yeah.
in on my decision.
I think for me, the idea of like any part of my body floating in the ocean freaks me out.
I don't know. All right. Do you want to get into the hauntings?
Let's get into
Pause, bro.
her.
Pause and a
Yeah,
half,
no, that
dude.
came out wrong.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. How about that?
Bro, it's a cemetery founded by the broskies, so now you're just going to talk all questionable for the rest of the episode?
Dude,
Oh,
it's a
man.
bunch of frat bros.
Yeah.
Clearly.
So, cool thing about Bachelor's Grove is that there's been a wide amount of like encounters, and it's been ghost hunters, visitors, the police, even skeptics have really all seen stuff there. So it's one of those places that just like no one's safe. Like everyone be seeing ghosts there.
Guess I gotta take a trip to Chicago as a skeptic.
Yeah. Now, all right. So I want to start with let me like I'm winding through my notes because I always do this. I put the most important and the coolest ones first, and I feel like it's almost anticlimactic. Like start with the coolest. Like I want to build up to the coolest. Okay,
Build up.
build up, broski. So all right, apparitions and mysterious figures. So there have been several accounts where people have seen like monks or like hooded figures, like the spirits of like monks slowly moving like around the graves and stuff like that.
Is there a reason for that?
Couldn't find one.
Weird.
Yeah. Super weird, right?
It's really random.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
I
didn't know
guess
there
maybe
was.
they're buried there, but
Yeah. Well, but is there monks in Chicago?
yeah, why not?
Sure. All right.
Join a Chicago dog.
Let's go with that. But yeah, so I thought that was kind of crazy. And then some people have seen an apparition of a caretaker, so it's a older man and like work clothes, kind of just like again slowly moving around the graves, and then anytime people get close, he disappears.
Less creepy to me than the monks.
Yeah, for sure, because that just makes sense. A hooded figure ghost, like that sounds, no thank you.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Some guy in faded Levi's, like sludging around. Yeah,
That's
that's fine.
Chicago.
Now, another really interesting thing that I feel like we haven't seen that often, like one of the things that comes up a lot when people are encountering the paranormal there is nausea and like dizziness. That's weird. I feel like we don't get many nauseous stories, or we haven't come across that often.
I feel like we had a faint once.
Yeah, we had a faint, but like, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like that one stood out to me where I was like, oh, fuck, like, that doesn't happen that often. Or at least I haven't seen it that often. So I thought that was almost kind of like unique to this location.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like any like medical stuff can always be
Yeah,
explained.
I guess. And then your classic overwhelming dread or sadness, just people getting really sad there.
Maybe people are just sad. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Another one is time slips, which are like when hours pass by like minutes, or like minutes
Dude,
feel
like
like hours.
Interstellar.
Yeah, kind of like that type of shit. Where it's like people will like leave and be like, fuck, dude, that was 3 hours. Or they'll be like, holy shit, that felt like 3 hours and it was only like 7 minutes or something
That's
like that.
cool.
And then another one, people like kind of just low key black out. Like they just can't remember what happened when they were there.
And we're sure that they're not just drinking a ton of old fashions.
But maybe, dude, maybe the broskies that founded the place are just
Dude, oh yeah,
shoving
that's
margaritas
100% it. The
down.
broskies are just like pouring booze in their
Yeah.
mouth.
Oh man. Another one. So EVPs, unexplained voices, whispers, cries, and then what do you think happens to cameras there?
Let me guess. Their batteries get charged.
They get charged?
It was a joke.
Oh, I get it. I get it. No, yeah, they malfunction
Yeah.
and they often get drained. Especially near the pond or headstones.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and again, we got some good old-fashioned orbs. Orb alert. Boop, 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 boop,
Wah, wah,
boop.
wah,
Orb
orbs.
alert. So, yeah, hella orbs. Shadow people. So, again, just more shadow figures and stuff like that. Another one that has come up a lot. That this one's bizarre. Now we're starting to get into like specific ones and stuff like that. Super bizarre. A vanishing farmhouse. So like a whole ass two-story Victorian style farmhouse has been seen by dozens of people. And then just when they get closer, it disappears.
Question. Let's say that this place was visible and like you could go into it like 50% of the time. Would you buy it for like 40 grand?
No, what?
Like
I'm
if you
confused
had a
by your question.
50-50 shot of
It being real?
it being there or it not being there,
No,
you wouldn't buy
definitely not. But hold on. I feel like
it?
you're breezing past the fact that we're seeing a it's a ghost house, bro. We've never had a fucking ghost house.
No.
No. That's wild. We've had ghost trains. We've obviously had ghost people. But this is a whole ass ghost house.
As a skeptic, I have to ask a question. Are we sure that the house isn't there 100% of the time and it just gets covered by like shrubbery or something? Like maybe they landscape every once in a while and then it's like,
No.
"Oh, I see the house,"
No,
and
the
then
house is like literally like people describe seeing candlelights in the window, like figures, like it like is a operational house, and then they get closer and they blink and it's gone. And like we're talking dozens of people have seen it.
okay. All right. You know what?
That's weird.
I'll give them credit.
That's
Maybe
weird.
there's something there. Yeah.
Another one. So, phantom horse and a cart. So in the 19th century, a farmer was said to have drowned in the pond while plowing his field with a horse.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So just like the horse like took off and just ran into the pond while he was plowing the field. So several people have reported a ghostly horse-drawn plow cart or wagon near the pond, and then it disappears into it.
That's fucked.
Yeah. Crazy. The now the rationale and kind of like what people say is the pond potentially might be a portal because people threw all the gravestones into it. So it's
Oh,
like the
yeah.
ghost horse and the wagon are kind of like going through the portal and back.
Dude, maybe they're like trying to transport the the stones back to the cemetery.
Maybe. That'd be kind of crazy. Now, I think all those are pretty crazy. And then we got another... What do you think we got?
Full-bodied apparish?
Yes, but what kind?
Oh, man, I feel like I have a 50-50 shot here.
Yeah.
For this one, I'm going to go with Lady in White.
Yes.
Boom.
You got a Lady in White. They call her the Madonna of Bachelor's Grove. So she is often... So this Lady in White...
Is it just Madonna walking through the forest?
Oh, it's not. It's not. It's a Lady in White, and she's often seen holding an infant, either walking or sitting on a headstone. So this Lady in White's carrying a baby around. So a little bit of a different take on the Lady in White.
That's sad.
Yeah. So the theory is that she may be like mourning, so her child was buried with her. They think maybe she lost the child in childbirth or something like that. And she's often seen on full moons or like in late evenings and stuff like that. So, yeah, pretty crazy. The craziest thing, though, is in 1991, the Ghost Research Society got a picture of her.
Oh, shit.
Where it's like a semi-transparent woman sitting on a tombstone.
You can find that on our Instagram.
Yes, you can. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I haven't found it yet. I did some looking. I haven't found it yet. But I'm hopeful we can find it before we post. But yeah, I thought that was crazy. That like it was a Lady in White, but she's holding a baby and but also just like sitting on a headstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
I wonder if the desecrations brought her back. It was like she was at peace and then her headstone got yeeted into the pond. And
maybe.
She was like, well, now yeah. I gotta wander.
Now I gotta wander. Crazy. So, I don't know. Like, all right, let's do it. Haunted or not, what do you think?
I'll go haunted. I feel like I like the vanishing house. That's cool.
Yeah.
I also like the horse and buggy.
Right?
That's also cool. I like the idea that they're like trying to transport the headstones back to their original places. So yeah, I'll go haunted. Plus, it's a cemetery. So
yeah.
There's going to be some energy there.
There's definitely going to be some energy there. And I think anytime I always lean towards the haunted side when there is unique apparitions. When it's like one where it's like, bro, everyone can say there's an orb. Like everyone can be like when
yeah,
you're
I
seeing,
don't buy orbs at all.
When you're seeing something that's like super unique, you're like, how is this getting made? Like, that's a hard thing for someone to make up, slash why would they make up? Like, bro, making up a disappearing house, it's like, the fuck are you, like,
yeah.
That makes no sense. If you were going to make something up, you'd make up, like, oh, I saw a orb, or, like, it got cold when I was there, or something like that. Like, that is the stuff I feel like you make up. Not, oh, yeah, a whole two-story house with candles in the windows, just disappears when you get close.
And dozens of people have seen it.
Yeah. And a cart pulling a horse, or a cart doesn't pull the horse. The horse
you
pulls
put the cart before the horse.
Yes.
Ah.
But the horse pulling the cart, the monks, all this stuff, dude. I'm just like, there's a lot of unique shit.
A lot
shit.
Of random
yeah, just
hauntings.
Unique shit. So I'm going haunted too.
I blame the vandals.
Yeah. I think that definitely probably I mean, it just goes to show, like, when you disturb stuff, like, you're asking for it, kind of.
Yeah.
So. Cool. Well, that's my story. The Bachelor Grove Cemetery. Definitely let us know in the comments or wherever you listen or whatever. Like, just let us know. Do you think haunted or not for either of the stories? So, yeah.
Follow us on socials.
Please.
Send any of your personal stories to spiritsonspiritspod@gmail.com.
If we get, I don't know, like what, like we should do something. Like, you know, if we have 100 Like, if we hit 1,000 followers, like the top DM for location to like investigate will go do, or something like
That would
that.
be sweet.
Might have to raise the number to like 5,000 followers.
I'm down. Yeah.
Okay, so if we get a, when we hit 5,000 followers, the DM of like the DM that we get the most of a location we should visit, we will do. Yeah. So like if 5 people or 10 people all say Alcatraz or fucking the Lizzie Borden house or some shit like that, we'll go do it at any of these places. So
I like that.
I like that too.
You can't bitch out.
No, it's for the followers, bro. I can't bitch out.
Like
I
if they're
won't.
like demonic,
We're not staying. Oh, come on. Please don't do the demonic to us, guys. I don't like
but
demons.
if they do,
I can't
I'm
bitch
just
out,
saying.
but we're not staying overnight.
Dude, that's so lame.
We're not staying overnight.
If 50 people DM us that not staying overnight would be lame,
We'll see.
then we
How
have
about
to stay
this?
overnight.
Let's get one DM first.
We get DMs.
No, we do. We do. We get DMs, but I mean one DM about this.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like these like
Oh,
little
man.
challenges though. That's
Yeah,
fun.
I like it too. We got one DM today, and it was from like one of those sex spam accounts. It's like,
Yeah.
hey there, how are you? So I gave them Aiden's social security. So we'll see how that goes.
Thanks.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's all for this week on Spirits Pod. We appreciate you all. We love you all. Please keep supporting. Let us know how you want to be involved, all that kind of good shit. So, hey, stay spooky.
Hasta luego.
Peace.